Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Ken Tintzer, all the way from Toronto, Canada. Ken's the CEO of SpiderWorks, author of Cause of Disturbance. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Also the author of The 90% Rule. We're talking about entrepreneurship and startups versus scale-ups. Ken, you've got some ideas on how to scale up, how to do that. You've got the experience, the background, and the know-how.
Yeah, well, I think it starts with yourself, and we touched on this a little bit. It starts with what it is that you want to do, where you believe you want to bring your business to. Because you ultimately have to be satisfied and engaged if you are going to scale up. It's a tough ride. It's a 100-hour-a-week ride. So I think that's a good place to start. The other thing I say to people is start understanding what you're good at and respecting the fact that you are not good at everything. That in a small business, you can do pretty much everything. In a scale-up, you're going to be called into question and be prepared for it and do it to yourself first. I mean, I've brought in to this firm, I've brought in some great ex-McKinsey and Fortune 500 people to be part of my team that just understand operations and organizational behavior in a way that I never could. And I you know, that's really important because if you don't understand what you're not good at, you're going to feel offended and you're going to become alienated. So,
this is a really important point because a typical startup, someone who's probably not going to become a scaler, is not a good delegator. That's just been my experience, and I've got my hand up. I've gone through a period when I wasn't a good delegator. I've had to learn how to be a delegator. But a scale up, somebody who's going to be successful with a scale up, if they're going to really get on with it, they're going to have to delegate day one, aren't they?
Well, yeah, delegation and understanding why you're delegating, that you do have weaknesses, and mm-hmm. that's okay. You still have passion and vision. You started it. You've built your level of respect in the market. So it's okay to delegate. It's okay to bring people in. Necessary to bring people in who are brighter than you in specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get over that leap, it's going to be an uncomfortable ride.
Well, there's no question about it. And other things that I think differentiate a startup and a scale-up is if you see someone who's looking at a discipline or some part of their business, some aspect of their business, in a more sophisticated, a more technical way, that person is probably more inclined to become a scale-up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they are, and I think that that point of view opens them up to look at all the things that they're going to need to scale, such as R&D and operations and the innovation function, because the faster you scale, the more you're going to need to create that forward motion and that the discipline of growth, I'll call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are two B's that differentiate. I think that I think differentiates the startup and the scale up, and both of those two guys, ladies, they both love one or the other of those B's. A startup loves their business. A scale-up loves building. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. And my third book is that I'm working on is called Never Be Satisfied. So you can tell that I'm I'm on the building side.
Right.
And it comes down to your book, to the age of the customer. I'm building around customer demand and market demand, and a scale-up has to be a master at reading the market and building.
Also scale ups. And this is really important, folks. This is important for you to understand which one you are. A scale up is not romantic and doesn't fall in love with anything. A startup is more of a romantic and they're more likely to fall in love.
Absolutely. I mean, and I've to that point, I always say never fall in love with a deal.
Yeah.
And you can't fall in love with your business. You've got to truly enjoy your business.
Yeah.
But no, don't fall in love with it because
and a startup sees themselves run their business 20 years from now. A scale up sees themselves running the third business 20 years from now.
Well, in my 20s, I'd agree with you.
Hey, Ken, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Startedisturbance.com.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
That's it. CauseOfDisturbance.com. Ken Tinsler, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ken joined us, and so we did.
Take care.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.